From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday.
Remember President, the 2004 hit by Haitian-American hip-hop superstar Wyclef Jean? Jean actually did run for president of Haiti in 2010, just after the country's epic earthquake. He was a leading candidate, too, until Haiti's election commission disqualified him because it said he didn't meet residency requirements. But Jean was born in Haiti and holds Haitian citizenship. To many Haitian Americans, this was typical of how Haiti treats the Haitian diaspora.
It's very frustrating as a Haitian American.
Sandy Dorsonville is the managing director of the Little Haiti Cultural Complex in Miami. She was born in the U.S. to Haitian immigrant parents, but as far as she's concerned...
As much as I am American, I'm Haitian, and it's part of my home. My mom lives there. Right now, as we speak, my two children are there on summer vacation. I own a home there, so I want to be able to participate in the political process.
Which brings us to this Sunday's long overdue parliamentary elections in Haiti. They've been delayed 3 years thanks to Haiti's political dysfunction. After the Wyclef Jean controversy, the Haitian government promised to give Haitian expats and their families dual citizenship, including the right to vote and even run in Haitian elections. Haiti's Congress supposedly passed that bill 3 years ago, but it still hasn't been enacted, and as Haitian Americans like Dorsonville put it,
I do not see the light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
But there's a lot at stake for Haiti. There are 2 million Haitians living outside Haiti, 300,000 of them in South Florida. That's almost a quarter of the population of Haiti itself. They send $2 billion back to Haiti each year, a quarter of Haiti's GDP. And they've acquired critical knowledge and skills abroad. So consider that Haiti is the hemisphere's poorest country. Its government is one of the world's most corrupt. It can't rebuild from the earthquake unless the diaspora is more involved. Even a top Haitian government official agrees.
We have to have the diaspora with us.
Robert LaBrousse is Haiti's minister for Haitians living abroad. During a recent visit to Miami, he told Haitian Americans that President Michel Martelly wants to solve the diaspora issue.
Right now, we have a government that thinks that diaspora is very important to us. This time, we're going to do it because we're going to find a way with them.
But Haitian Americans say they've heard that before. To them, the real question is, why won't the Haitian government ever follow through?
A total negative perception of the diaspora.
Jean-Robert Lafortune heads the nonprofit Haitian American Grassroots Coalition in Miami. Lafortune left Haiti in the 1970s to escape the brutal Duvalier dictatorship. It was during that regime when Haitian authorities developed such mistrust for Haitians living abroad and the democratic values they were picking up in countries like the U.S.
In fact, at that time, they called us Camoquin.
Camoquin means troublemakers in Creole. But Lafortune says even today, 29 years after the dictatorship ended, much of Haiti's political and business elite still views the diaspora with suspicion, if not a good deal of envy.
I would say it is fear of political competition. It is a resentment. Yes, it is resentment. So the political establishment, it's doing feel along.
Fil à long can mean going back on a promise, in this case, the pledge to let Haitians abroad vote in Haitian elections. But it also resonates with Haitian expats who want to do business in Haiti.
A lot of stumbling blocks and a lot of gatekeepers to the point that you get frustrated and tired. And like me, I just gave up.
Serge Jean-Louis heads Nikon Contracting in Coconut Creek. The firm has been trying to win contracts to build in Haiti since the earthquake. Jean-Louis was born in the U.S. to Haitian immigrants, but he spent much of his youth in Haiti and has a home there. One of his ancestors even signed Haiti's 1804 Act of Independence.
Jean-Louis François, Brigadier General.
But Jean-Louis says he and other Haitian-American contractors usually feel rebuffed when they bid for projects in Haiti, despite their desire, they say, to train and employ local Haitians and improve Haiti's infrastructure.
It's almost as though they despise us because we left, but bottom line, you're generating work.
These South Florida Haitians say they understand Haiti's fears about outsiders meddling in its affairs.
They call it rebel music.
But even so, Haiti could use a few troublemakers right now to help change things for the better.
Telling children the truth, the truth.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.